Let's talk briefly about the situation on Teesside. SSI, the Thai steel company, have announced today that they're mothballing the plant at Redcar. Up to 1,700 jobs could go. And the reason that they've given is simply that the price of steel means it's no longer tenable to keep that site open. You're Labour's Treasury spokesperson. Is it realistic to expect a government to do anything about the price of steel?
Well, I think it is actually a wider set of issues than that. And I can certainly say that when I've been talking about this with colleagues who are, it's their constituencies that are also directly, very directly affected. And, it could be that there are more jobs than those that have been quoted already that could be under threat. Anna Turley, who spoke of the MP for Redcar today. What John McDonnell has also said today is that we need to see how the government can intervene. Other countries have also intervened where they've had similar struggles, for example, in Italy, and within the boundaries of EU law. But to say you can't always just step on the sidelines when you need to make sure that you've done everything you can to protect a vital industry and vital jobs. And certainly what we've also said is that if we come into power, we would recognise the importance of the steel industry, that we need it for our manufacturing and construction here in the UK, and we would want to see that it has a future.
You mentioned John McDonnell there. He launched an attack on big business today and named a number of companies, a couple of whom have since issued very strong rebuttals about the amount of tax that they pay. Vodafone in particular say that they pay tens of millions of pounds of tax in the UK, not offshore. Are you going after the right company? Surely you want these on your side.
Well, there was a broader point that the Shadow Chancellor made today, which was about saying that we are going to make sure that those who are avoiding tax actually know that there's going to be an HMRC that would be fit for purpose for that job. So I think it's about saying that we recognise where businesses are responsible and they are doing and paying their fair share, that that is right, that is supported, that is valued and that is appreciated, absolutely. And where businesses may not be doing that, that actually it isn't fair to citizens of the UK and it isn't fair to consumers that that is happening. So it's actually not about saying we're going to target one company or another. It's actually saying what actually George Osborne has also been saying about tackling tax avoidance and tax evasion and what we've said before.
We've heard today about the living wage and Labour and the Shadow Work and Pensions Secretary calling for a real living wage. How much would that be?
Well, we've said that we would want to see a real living wage of £10 an hour, and that recognises that you want to have families be able to make ends meet. And certainly what I've been very concerned about, we've been very concerned about, is when George Osborne has been talking about bringing in a living wage that's actually lower than a real living wage that was from 2011 when he brings that in next year. So we've got to say, what do we mean by a living wage and how can you make sure that families have all they need to make ends meet? What we are also seeing under the Tories with the cuts that they're making next year to tax credits is that almost 3 million families are going to be an average of £1,300 worse off. That's going to see an even greater increase to household debt that so many households are already experiencing. And when you start to see households not be able to pay their rent, not be able to buy clothes for the kids, then you're starting to see households under stress. We're already seeing rises in evictions, many families, millions of thousands of families in temporary accommodation. And what we want to say is that there needs to be some reversal of that.